When we bought our house like 25 years ago, one of its appeal, aside from the fact that we could afford it, was that it had this great detached two-car garage. It wasn't a very big house, but that garage was like 400 square feet. And so we decided to turn it into what we called our studio. We heated it, we insulated it, and that became for a while our workplace. My wife had her office there. I had my office there. And that's where we did our writing. That's where I wrote my books. That's where she wrote her books and drew her pictures. And now that my oldest child has moved out, I've taken her room and made it my office. But my wife's still out there, still out in the studio, writing her stories, drawing her pictures. And she goes out there every day, 6 days a week, and spends several hours out there. That's where she spends a lot of time, always has. She loves it out there. Well, a few years ago, my mom came to visit for Christmas, which she does every Christmas. And my family, from which my family of origin, my father and mother, my brother and sister, we all are football fans, always have been. But my family, the one I helped create, my two kids, my wife, not football fans, don't care for it. So when I watch football, I always do it alone. Well, my mother came to visit me and there was a good game on, and so we decided to watch it together. What a treat to get to watch with somebody. But, you know, football games are long. Our living room, not that big. And so it kind of dominated the space. And my wife, she didn't want anything to do with it. So it being Christmas, she went out to the studio to wrap presents. And, you know, I felt a little guilty taking all this time and space around the game. But you know what? It was my mom. I don't get to see her that much. We never get to watch football with anybody. So I said, just enjoy it. It's okay, Bill. Which I did. But when the game was over, I said, I still felt a little guilty. I went out to check in on my wife. I said, how you doing? She says, I'm kind of feeling down. I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry we watched the game and took up all this time and space. She said, no, it's not that. It's not that. It's just that I've been out here wrapping presents and I just feel so lonely, she said, because she'd spent a couple hours out there doing it. But then she turned to me and she said, but you know what? I come out here every day and write and draw, and I'm never lonely. It's true, isn't it? And if you've ever written or drawn, you know that when you're actually writing, you're not lonely, are you? Not when you're in it, and you're probably by yourself. Maybe you go off to a cafe, but if you're like me, I sit in a room by myself. It's how I prefer to write. You're by yourself, but you never feel lonely. In fact, if you're like me, it's the opposite of lonely, which calls into question a couple things. First of all, when I'm writing, I've come to understand writing as a relationship. That is, I'm doing it in collaboration with something, whatever you want to call it, your muse, your imagination, God, whatever it is. But when I understood it as a relationship, it went better. So I had to have my role, which was to be curious, which was to be open, which is to ask a question without any assumptions of what the answer will be, and then open myself to whatever it is that answers those questions. It's a relationship, and I play my part. When I understood it that way, it made much more sense to me. But the other thing it may be questioned on a deeper level is, what does it mean to be lonely? What is loneliness? And I think it's got nothing to do with the company of other people, although they often help us answer the question of loneliness. I think loneliness is just wanting connection to something or missing the connection to something that we are always seeking. And when I write, I am connected to that to which I am always seeking connection. It's just easier often to find that connection with other people, particularly other people you like, who you share a lot. But haven't you ever felt lonely in a crowd where you didn't feel connected to them? I have. Loneliness has nothing to do with the company of others, really. It is us finding connection to ourselves through our work or through other people or through other people through our work. But know that your sense of belonging, your sense of feeling loved, your sense of feeling connected begins with yourself. And man, writing is the best place to practice it. Yeah. Yes, you sit down every day practicing the cure to loneliness. Isn't that great? Yes, it is. And it's the truth. It's the truth. So listen, as always, for some of us, that's the hard part, feeling isolated, but not really being isolated. So maybe that's the hard part for you. But what is it? I always want to hear. And if you like these podcasts, subscribe so you don't miss any and say so. Hit like, leave a comment. Love to hear from you. So Until next week, this is Bill Knauer. Stay fearless.